Christ is among us. The widespread cancellations imposed for slowing down the spread of the coronavirus are making many of us anxious because we do not know what the future holds for our personal, professional, or corporate life. The reality is that at any given moment in our lives, we do not know what the future has in store for us. The teaching of the Church and of the Bible is that God exists beyond time. This is so because He has no past, no future, but He exists in the eternal present, in the eternal now, and the only time when we can work together with God to make a positive change in our lives is now. Because the present time is the time of God. The present is the point at which time touches eternity, as C.S. Lewis would say. If we think about it, this is so true. The reality is that we cannot be or do anything in the past or in the future. We can only think in the past or in the future. There is nothing wrong about thinking about the past in order to learn from history. There is nothing wrong about thinking about the future in order to plan what could be planned for the future. But if we think too much about the past, we become depressed. And if we think too much about the future, we become anxious. Therefore, especially during this time of high uncertainty, let us try not to think too much about the future, but to live and to act in the present, in the eternal now, because this is the time of God. This is the time when we can work together with Him and with each other to make a difference in our own lives and the life of the world. Let us remember Bill King's beautiful saying, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift of God, this is why we call it present." Of course, this is a lot easier said than done. In the next message, we will talk about some very practical ways of connecting ourselves with God and the world around us in the present. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sikoh.